Justin Fluke joined by Jonathan Rodvelt to talk Troy boys basketball. The Trojans get their eighth win of the season last night against D-West. It'll hopefully propel them into sub-state, which begins this Friday. Troy will be at Jackson Heights on Friday. Game will be broadcast here on KNZA. And three games, Coach, really, since last time we spoke. A tough one-point loss to Axtell, 51-50. The next night, hosting Hanover, 59-69 loss before the win, 51-41 last night against D-West. But it seems like despite just going 1-2, I mean, you have to feel like maybe the team took some strides and is playing a little bit better, and certainly nice to have the win last night going into sub-state, huh?
Oh, yeah. I feel like we're kind of on the upswing. We're starting to play better basketball. We haven't had too many practices, but when you go so long with really not even getting to practice, you get the best out of each one you can, and get to clean up some of our little mistakes defensively. Some of our coverages weren't great, and so they've gotten better with each game we've played, and they've competed, they've played hard. We're starting to find the rhythm, and we win a couple games without one of our starters, and now we've got him back as well. And so I think it kind of helped us become a little bit of a deeper team and give the head coach a little more faith in his bench players that they're going to come out and they're going to play well for you. And they don't have to do anything special or fancy, but they just got to be solid for us. And so I think it's all kind of coming back together now for us.
A lot of these games decided kind of in the fourth quarter. I mean, even Hanover, I think, maybe led going into the fourth quarter, and then they scored like 25 points there in the final frame. I know in the contest against Axtell, tried to come back in that one and obviously had a chance to win it in the end. So you feel like it's just one or two plays that maybe make a difference? I mean, you look at these games, and it looks like they're all kind of being won or lost, really, with a couple plays in the fourth quarter, right?
Oh yeah, all these games have been close, and that's kind of what everybody else is looking like too across the league. But they're all close games. It's back and forth. We actually had a little lead, probably 12-point lead, 13-point lead against Axtell early on. Then they came back on us, and we ended up getting down by quite a bit. And late in the game, 6 minutes and 30 seconds, I remember telling them that you can't wait till 6 minutes and 30 seconds to go in the game to actually start playing. And here we come, and we came right back on them and we actually took a lead by a point late in that Axtell game. And then they came right back and answered. And that was a really good game, just being in the moment, having that type of, late game type of experience. And we had a good inbounds. It kind of went back to the worst case scenario. Let's get this kid the ball. And we did. And Reagan Hartman had a pretty good look, and he's a good shooter, and he just barely missed it off to the left. So we had a good game there against them, and I thought they played pretty well too. They executed offensively against us, and so that was a good game for us. And then we came out the next night and played Hanover, which I think now they moved up to number one in 1A Division I, and we had them at our place, and we had lost to them by 5 in the TVL semifinals a month or two ago. And so we played them, and they jumped on us early. I think it was like 20-7 or something like that. And then we kind of got refocused, and the boys settled in and just kind of started to figure out their 1-3-1 a little bit. And we knocked down some shots, and Jarrett Norris had his best game all year against a long, good athletic team in Hanover, and he had 34 points for us. So he stepped up big for us. Camden Anderson hit 6 three-pointers, and we had a pretty good game overall. When the boys get to playing well, you just gotta kind of let them go and try and not get in their way as much as possible. But we had a really good game, and yeah, we were up one at one point in that game, and they made some runs. We continued to press, and they broke it a few times late, but it was it was a really good game. The final score, we lost by 10, but it definitely did not show how close, how good that game was, because I really thought that it was probably one of the best games in the state for 1A, that is, of that night for sure.
No doubt. As you mentioned, you get the win last night, so hopefully you can build on that. Pretty quick turnaround, just a couple quick practices, and then Friday night at Jackson Heights. So we'll look forward to seeing you then, Coach, and broadcasting your game to begin the postseason. Thanks for your time and good luck.
All right, thank you.
Jonathan Rodveld, head coach of the Trojans, the Troy Locker Room Chats, sponsored by Kinsey Farms, by John's Market, and the Troy Booster Club, also by Anderson Meats and the Exchange Bank in Troy.